firewood, and he'd put that in there, and then of course he had smaller wood kindling that he put in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and shavings from the shop. He used to have a blacksmith shop, and where he planed down stuff for handles and what have you. Why, he had that shavings that he used for starting the fire. Mm-hmm. And of course they had some coal oils and stuff like that, but coal oil wasn't you know, even though he's selling back those days for a nickel a gallon, the nickels weren't as plentiful as his.
Well, what did you burn it? You said that you had a stove at your house. What did they burn in the stove?
And it's wood, cut wood, yeah. We had a wood cook stove, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it, of course, it had a big oven in it and a warming closet and then a big reservoir. And this reservoir would it'd hold water temperature. It wouldn't change a lot for 3 or 4 hours. In fact, through the run of the day, well, you'd always have warm water in this reservoir. And of course, that is one of the chores that us kids had to do, was be sure that it's kept full of water.
Mm-hmm. Well, like when you had to clean it, like the stove thing, you know, that we were talking about, well, what would you call, like, didn't it get all dirty on the inside? Did you ever have to clean it out?
Well, of course.
Black stuff?
It would have soot and ashes and whatnot. That would gather in your pipe and whatnot. Of course, you'd have to take the ashes out of the stove. It'd depend a lot on the weather. If it's cold, of course, you burned a lot of wood. And if you cut your wood at the right time of the year, well, I always like to cut wood. And of course, that's what Daddy taught us, you know. As kids, we couldn't figure it out. We didn't like to cut wood in July and August, but got on that bigger. Well, I found out that is a time to cut it. You don't have as many ashes and have a lot more heat if you cut your wood in July and August. And it don't take as much wood, and as I said, you won't have near as many ashes. You won't have hardly any soot in your pipes and your flue. Then it fills up with that stuff. Of course, it gets damp, and there's a... I don't know, it's just like a gas or something when it catches on fire. And a lot of times, those, if you don't keep that cleaned out pretty good, well, you flue it, burn out, catch on fire, and it's worse than coal as far as the heat from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned the house down. There's a lot of them lost houses that way.
Like in this house, what did you have to sit on in this house when you were a boy?
a lot of times we sat on nail kegs, you know, they'd cover them. That's right, you bet. And of course, some chairs, but they used to cover. You know, it's pretty easy. A lot of horseshoes and everything come in kegs and nails and a lot of hardware. And of course, you could pick those kegs up, and they made a good seat, and they were covered over, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you bet. I've eaten many meals sitting off one of them.
Well, what you're sitting on there, what do you call that?
Divan. Couch or divan. I call them a divan.
Yeah, that's what you usually... Was there any difference to you between a couch and a divan? Well, if you were gonna...
No, I don't guess so. I didn't... Of course, I've heard them both ways about all my life, couch and divan. No, I don't. Even
they
I don't
make
know. No, there's not any.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know the difference. Some people do, I think. Well, like in the bedroom, you may have a piece of furniture. Most people do that has drawers in it. And you put clothes in it.
Dress.